So let's hit the last one. The last one's only a couple minutes, and that is the next fun subject. Aren't you inspired? How you doing out there, ladies and gentlemen? All right, the next poison, number three, that you want to massively reduce or ideally eliminate from your diet is dairy products. You go, now you're attacking mother. This is America, for God's sakes. You tell me I can't have milk, apple pie, milk, you know, hamburger, fries, you know, hot dog. When I first started teaching health seminars almost 20 years ago and I brought up not consuming dairy products, I got a more vicious response than anything else I talked about. Today, people have some intelligence about it 20 years later. I mean, people would get up and confront me in the room. Like when I started talking about AIDS and HIV in the beginning, people went crazy because you were attacking one of the things they believed most in their life. But now most people know, they've at least heard from commercials, that most people are lactose intolerant, which means the sugar in milk, they can't really metabolize. Now, by the way, sugar equals what? Quick, equals what? Acid, that's right. Sugar equals acid, and acid equals glue. Okay? So that alone will have an effect. But before I walk you through all the intelligent reasons, why don't we walk through the most intelligent reasons, step maybe for the final time into our common sense corner. Think about this. You're drinking milk for what? Protein? No, you don't need the protein. The protein's available everywhere else. Calcium? A lot of people say, gotta drink milk so I have calcium. Oh, that's great. Dr. Robert Ellis, who's probably the world's expert on calcium metabolism, he's done more than 50,000 blood tests on people. He says the people who consume 2 to 3 glasses of milk a day or more have the lowest levels of blood calcium of anybody he measures. And here's why. When you take all that milk into your system, it has this sugar, which turns to acid. When the acid is there, your body needs to buffer the acid so it takes your calcium from your system to deal with the milk. In addition to that, besides that, you're taking in all the hormones of an animal that moves from being born at 100 pounds and goes to 1,000 pounds in 2 years. Now, I don't know too many children that do that. Right? Maybe they go from 7, 8, 9 pounds, 5 pounds over 21 years to 200 pounds. You cannot take that massive growth hormone in your body and not have it affect you. And you look at our kids, they've been affected. They got butts that look like cows. You got males that actually literally start to have male boys that have like what looks like breasts. It's all this growth hormone that's being thrown into their body. You cannot possibly deal with that, not to mention what's been done to that animal, as we talked about before, and the way it's been raised. In order to get this milk from these cows, they're constantly impregnated. They're constantly put into that system so they can keep juicing them for this milk. Plus, there's a million factors. There's the fat content. There's the XO content. I'm not going to walk you through. The night is long, so I'm not going to go through more content. All I can tell you is it's the most mucus-forming food you can imagine. It covers the intestines of your body and it hardens like concrete. And what happens is in your intestines, there's these little villi, like little feelers. And as nutrients come by, they grab them. And that's how you actually absorb your nutrition. They cover the villi and they get hard. And now the villi cannot absorb your nutrients. The more milk you eat, the harder it is for you to absorb any nutrients. Cheese takes 4 times the amount of milk to create the cheese. It's just concentrated milk. Now listen, my favorite food on earth used to be pizza. I mean, that was it. I would order 2 giant Canadian bacon or pepperoni pizzas. That was my thing. I mean, this was true for 4 or 5 years of my life until I cleansed my system and figured out I'm eating dairy products and meat. What's coming on my face, I'm putting in here. It wasn't just magically middle of the night, but you know, little mucus bugs don't walk in the middle of the night and start building mucus inside of you. You ate that mucus. You ate that cold. You didn't like suddenly have something sneak in and make it all up. That mucus comes from all the crap you've taken in, and dairy products, incredibly mucus forming. You got allergies, get rid of the milk and watch what happens, and get rid of the meat.